Okay, so the topic of today's Chabura is the Gemara in Daf Zayin. And we're focusing on a series of statements from Rava regarding the shift of the Karban. Rava begins, Amar Rava, Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas, K'sheira L'Shem Olas P'sula. That's the first statement. Then Rava makes another statement three lines later. Chatas Sheshachta Al Misha Mechuyav Chatas P'sula, Al Misha Mechuyav Olas K'sheira. Then Rava has a third statement, two lines after that. For Amar Rava, Chatas Sheshachta Al Misha Einu Mechuyav Klum is P'sula. She'en l'cha adam b'Yisrael she'en l'mechuyav asei. Then the Gemara has another statement of Rava, a fourth. Va'amar Rava chatas mechaperes halchai ve'asei. Three lines later, another statement of Rava about misha mechuyav chatas psula al misha mechuyav olas k'sheira. Top of the next page, Amar Rava olas sheshachta shalolushma asaluzrak dama shalolushma. And then a last one. I think it was the last one. I think we had seven total, five or six, seven already. Va'amar Rava, Ola Habala Achamisa Shacht Mishina Kodesh, Spsul Mishina Bailam is Ksheira. So we have a whole sequence of Memras of Rava. So the first thing to observe is that it sounds like there's a progression here from Chatas, mostly talking about Chatas, then you turn the page and it's talking about Ola. So let's start with Chatas, that's going to be the focus. The first line, Rava says that if you shecht a Chatas, L'shem chatas, it's kosher. What is chatas? L'shem chatas is kosher. What's that? So, assumably, chatas dam and chatas chelev, and it's kosher, and Rashi emphasizes, k'shera v'ola l'bailam da'afilu shinei kodesh inkan. There's no problem of shinei kodesh here. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side tells you to look in the Gemara in Nazir. And the Gemara in Nazir tells you to look at a Mishnah in Krisus. Right away, this first statement of Rava is very hard to understand. Rava says, Chatas sheshachta amisha mechuyav chatas. I'm sorry, Chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas is k'sheira. So, is it really k'sheira? The Mishnah says in Krisus, Al chataso means that the Mishnah increases Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and it's developed at length in Nazir Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that Echatos must be brought L'Shem Chet for which it was for fresh Meikara. So how does Rava get off the ground? What is Rava talking about? If you are Mafrish Echatos for a Chelav Iser, you can't be makravit if you're makravit for a chatas dam. It's psula. It's absolutely no good. So how can Rava dispute an offer in a Mishnah?
What do you mean that from?
It's from that pasuk of chataso. No, al chataso asher gagaso. I think is the full pasuk.
Is that the second pasuk that Rava brings? Remember that one?
The Rambam doesn't mention a pasuk, but that's the context of that. It's quoted in the Mishnah in Krisus. Al chataso. On that chatas. So it's specific to the chait. And that's what's developed there in the Braisa, long Braisa in Nazir, that specifically says that you are not, it's puzzle if you bring it for something else, for a different. So how do you even get off the ground? So Tosfos in Nazir asked this question there on Chav Zayin Amud Beis in Dibur Maskil Shaharei. That's where Rabbi Kiva Eger sends you to. So Tosfos offers a couple of tirutzim because it's very difficult. So his first teretz is really the only time that it's a psul is when the guy is mechuyav both. He's mechuyav v'chatas chelev and he's mechuyav v'chatas dam. And what he tries to do is tries to transfer his chatas chelev over to his chiyuv chatas dam. That's where it's al chataso, as opposed to the other chet that he's chayev. So what's Rava talking about? Rava is talking about a case where he's only chayev a chatas chelev, and he's trying to switch it over to an imaginary chiyuv that he doesn't have. So since the chiyuv is imaginary, it doesn't run afoul of the pasuk of al chataso. That's Tosfos first teretz. Tosfos second teretz is that when the Gemara there says that it's pasul, it means it's pasul for the object of your kavana, the second. If you started with chatas chelev and you tried to transition it to a chatas dam, he says it's pasul for a chatas dam, but it is kosher for a chatas chelev. That's what Agamar says. It's kosher for the original karpon because you can't be mishana it. It stays for what it was, and it's pasul for the place where you were trying to address it, where you were sending it. That's
the procedure.
That
so when you change, you would try to shift one to the other. We only
exactly
focusing on the first part. The
exactly. Question. So it's a little bit odd that you have a gzeres hakasav to tell you that it doesn't work for the second karbon. That's a little bit. It's a little bit strange. You know, the fact that Tosis has to offer both to Rutzim, you tell there's something slightly problematic here. So Achronim offer two other approaches to dealing with this question. The Karen Ori here, he says that maybe in our Gemara, maybe this Gemara needs to be read a Rava statement of the, in light of the earlier Gemara regarding Toda in a case where you were a Toda l'shem Toda k'shera. I was mechuyev a Toda for getting out of jail, and now I brought the Toda for some other reason. So I guess I was healed or something like that. So he says, maybe the Pshat in Argamar is not that you're trying to be miskaper for the second Avera, just that it is being brought for the second Avera. Similar to the way that Rashi said earlier in the case of Toda, Toda sheshachta l'shem Toda schavero, lo sheshachta amanas sheskaper bo misha eno ba'alea. Rather, it's Todasol shelzeh l'shem Todasol shelzeh.
Is that meduyuk based on how the first mimer of Rava is al-shem and the rest of them are al-misha mechuyuk? Is there a difference between al-shem versus al-mi?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that, does the Karen Ora speak about that?
I'll tell you the Lashon. It's right next to the check.
I don't remember if he makes that diuk. It's clear that this Gemara is talking about Shinui Kodesh,
but his phrase is
meaning if it's a Shinui Kodesh, he's reading that as a Shinui Kodesh.
He says,
unless we expand the din of that kind of Shinui Kodesh.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening, just give me, well, I'm just trying to find this place for you. He ultimately he rejects this, but he thinks. One second.
I don't know what it means.
He says like this. Okay. In Dimas Chal Elanira, Avu B'chiyagam to the Shemaitim Ba'asham. So that's the one second. Where's the other half of it? Yeah, the Bechatos Bein Sheshachto. Right. One second. Yeah, I'm sorry. Vulnerably, the l'shem chatas dam lav din iskaper lehiskaper bo al hadam elashinu kodesh l'chud she'aso l'shem chatas dam dumi de l'shem todas chavero ulefizet lav davka shachto elahu adin zarko avlo meviu lehiskaper bo al hadam l'kuli am apostle who like the Gemara increases. So essentially what he's saying is that if you say that you're trying to be miskaper for the chatas dam, so then everybody agrees that's a psul. But if you're saying that it's the direction is, you think it is for Echad Hasdam, then it's more of a Shinui Kodesh, and that's what our Gemara is describing.
What is that situation? How can you bring it on a Chet without drawing to a Mechaper on a Chet?
So, I think it's similar to the idea that we said in the case of Toda. Right?
They compare though.
Well, according to Rashi, he says, within Rashi, it makes sense to expand that notion. Meaning, the Karasol Chabura is a Shinui Kodesh by Toda specific to Toda, or is
sounds
it
like
by
Shai Karbonos? Right.
So, meaning the way he's reading that, it would be taking Rashi and using that idea.
I think it goes back even to the earlier part of the Gemara, just the idea that to distinguish between the Karen over is the end of Dibur Maskel Gemara on page Lamed Aleph.
Yeah, it's a paragraph in there.
So, it's the same concept that we had in Toda. That's what he's trying to say. That somehow in Toda we said there's a difference between bringing this Toda so that somebody else should get, or that someone should get Kapara, or get Ritzui for the Toda for some other purpose. Masher Enkein, if I just bring it for that, that it's kind of like a strange in-between. It's like the difference in emphasizing Shinui Kodesh. I think it's that Karban, that would be more of the Shinui Kodesh, that would be more of the Kasher, versus I want it to be Mechaper for the person who is Mechui of that. Yeah.
Interesting, I thought the little question was that, in the little segment that we had, is that you have, as I was sort of, we were talking about how you, 2 days ago, I guess we were, about that you have the main category of a Karban, you have a subcategory of a Karban. So the question there, which is the Hanuman between Rashi and Tosa, is whether or not a subcategorical Shinui Kodesh will manifest itself in other Kashim or just in Toda. But the entire realm of Chathos is about Kapara. So to say that, like, if you were just buying for the other Korban purpose, but not with the intention of a Kapara for it, doesn't seem to hold water.
And add to that, over there we had a Shinui Bayalin, meaning you had two people, and you chopped his for yours, but everything can line up. The person made a mistake, and he used the wrong mikra. You didn't go to the midbar. You're in a base of surah, and fine. So that happened the same, but with one person, and you got the wrong chait, how can that be for kapara?
I hear. So he himself backs out from this pshat, the Karen Ora. He backs out from this pshat because he says, you see from the Rambam that the Rambam integrates these two sugyas, and he does not think that they're talking about two different cases. Yeah, what were we going to say, Yosef?
Right. Well, you're dealing with one person.
No, even with one.
Right, let's do it. Go for it. So what are you going to do? You bring a chet. It's you're saying sorry about a certain aveira.
Yes.
So if you do al shame a different aveira, then you sit. That's it. What's the difference between a scapper on that second aveira or to say sorry about the second aveira?
No, I'm thinking one word.
He says there's a difference between saying the scapper than it's possible. But if I do al shame the second aveira, but not the scapper on the second aveira.
It's just exactly. It's okay. So that's the second option, right? The first option was the two terutzim of Tosfos. Second option is the suggestion of the Karen Ora that he rejects. And the third option is a suggestion of the Zevach Toda, which he's going to reject, but it may help us as well. The Zevach Toda has a Havamina that when Rava here says it's kosher, it means kosher velo alu. And when the Mishnah says, increases that it's pasul, it means kosher below all. So it's two, what's that?
We hit all four of these points, thanks, say that.
Maridik. So that means that the Chabur is on target, because you already, there's an amazing story about Rav Soloveitchik. Apparently, I don't know if it's true or not, it doesn't matter. Apparently, he came to Reb Chaim Moser once, and he was telling him Shtikl Torah. He had this Kiddush, so Reb Chaim Moser pulled the sefer off the shelf and said, it's over here. He said, another vort. Every single vort that he had to say, every insight, every yisod, every chiddush, everything, Chaim Moser had a stack of svarim, everything had already been said. So, he had chalisha sadas. Maisei didn't have anything to say. So apparently Chaim Moser said to him, yeah, but it takes all of those svarim to get into your head. So, the fact that it was said before, the fact that you were machavit this, I'm glad. So, these are some different approaches. What are you marviach, perhaps, with this suggestion of the Zevach Toda, Again, Rashi already told us beferish this is wrong, because Rashi said kosh ksheira and olu, so it's out the window. But if this is the pshat in the Gemara, it will help us with a strange shita that's quoted by the Karen Ora. Karen Ora quotes from Berachas HaZevach. I saw it. It's in the Berachas HaZevach, but he doesn't really explain it at length. The Berachas HaZevach says on this Gemara, Chatas Chelev Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Dam, it's kosher v'lo ola, v'lo olu. Kosher v'lo olu. That's what the Berachas HaZevach says. And the Karen Ora says, scratches his head back and forth, and says, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Why should it be kosher v'lo olu? But we can wonder if the Zevach Toda's approach is correct, so then that kasha of the Berachas on this Berachas Zevach is answered with the kasha on the steer between the two sugyas. The Berachas Zevach said that our Gemara says kasha v'lo alu, so it's fine. That's what the Zevach Toda said. That when the Gemara said pasul in the Mishnah in Krisis, it just meant pasul meaning lo alu. So it's not a steer anymore. So that may be the last ha'ara. What do you think? That may be the last ha'ara. If the Berachas HaZevach over here is correct, the Tzon Kachem, I think, has a kasha on him. I think the Tzon Kachem is not happy with it. The Karen Ora is not happy with it. But if the Tzon Kachem, if the Berachas HaZevach is correct, then it can make sense based on the Zevach Toda's analysis. I don't remember. It's here. The Zevach Toda collapses all of the Gemaras, the Gemara on Daf Zion and the Gemara on Daf Tes, together.
Also works out the Rambam. The Rambam
Also, I was just going to get to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam paskins in Tes Vav Vav, he paskins that it's pasul, chatas chela for chatas dam. So the question is, what is the basis for this Rambam? So the answer to that question has to fit into this whole issue, right? Because the Kesemisha says, yeah, well, look on the Gemara on Daf Kesemet Beis, where I think it's Rav Acha Berida Rava says, Masni Kula Lepsula. So depending on how you understand that sugya, even that sugya, how could it be Machlokas Rava and Rav Acha Berida Rava if there's a Beferish Mishnah? So you have to give one of these to Rutzim to explain what's going on there, and based on that, you'll understand the Shita's Rambam. The Rambam says that it's Pasul, and it sounds like he says that it's Pasul across the board. So according to the distinction of Zevach Toda is that Mishnah is only telling you that it's pasul, meaning it's lo alu, and the Chiddush of Rav Acha Berida Rava is to tell you that it's pasul lagamri. Yeah.
I was just saying also in general the Rambam's lashon obviously uses pasul even when it means kash lo alu.
Where do we see an example of that?
In Tesva, is it Tesva either it's Gimel Aleph or Tesva Aleph? It says pasul, and the Mishnah is like, right, but that's really a case. I think it's Yigimel Aleph, and he's like, right, but it's really Kashbul Aleph.
Yeah, but that, I don't know if that's such a good raya, because over there he's trying to catch everything together. I'm not sure that's a good deal. I don't think it's a raya. Okay, so now the last approach within this context is the Zevach Toda's huge Chiddush, the Chavetz Chaim's own Chiddush, who makes the following suggestion. Okay? He says the following, unbelievable. You know, everything we've said, the fact that the Bailim aren't Koveya for a Machshava of Shinui Bailim in a Korban, that's all true in the Avodos. But what about the Havas HaKorban? When you bring the Korban to the Beis HaMikdash and you tell the Kohen, I'm bringing this Chait for such and such an Avera, that's a different role. And maybe this is what Yosef was being mechaved to a minute ago. What did you say? You say a guy brings a chatas, he has to go through the process, obviously he has to do tshuva for the full effect of the chatas to be meaningful to him, just like the Ramban says that the whole purpose of the carbon in general is to undergo this personal transformation. So says the Chavetz Chaim, the Chiddush is unbelievable. He says, when does the Mishnah increase to say it's possible? That's when a guy who's chayav a chatas chelev and he's mafreshit for a chatas chelev come to the Beis HaMikdash and says, I am bringing this for my chatas dam. So he says, at that moment, it becomes a possible. Even though ein machsheves bailam bezrika, ein machsheves bailam bezchita, the bailam are off, they can't count. But the Havas HaKarbon, there, Al Chataso, there the Bailim are Koveya. And that's why it's Pasul. Our case, we're not talking about the Havas HaKarbon, we're talking about the Hakravas HaKarbon. So the Hakravas HaKarbon of the Kohen, that's kosher. How about that? That's kosher.
Why is
the
Hakravas HaKarbon? Why isn't the Havas?
Because it is chatas l'shem chatas, not called a shina kodesh, even though it's chatas chela for chatas dam. It's one chatas, it's okay.
Why is a haba from? Why would haba make it possible?
Because they're not the same issue, right? The din of the hava is not a chisaron mitzad shina kodesh. The din of the hava is the, what's that?
It's its own din.
Make sense? Oh, very good. So this is the last approach to dealing with this stira. It's the chiddush of the Zevach Todah, the Chafetz Chaim. There's a new din, Havas HaKarbon. And that Havas HaKarbon is pasul if you bring it for the wrong purpose. Now, I'm not sure. I don't remember if he had so many rayas for this, but that was Ein Shem for his discussion. I'm not sure when you say Havas HaKarbon, it means when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when he arrives at the Kohen, when he does it b'shas hafrashas hakarbon, that's not so clear. He doesn't get into the details. Okay, good. That's the first question that we have to ask on the first statement of Rava. Chatas l'shem chatas. Great. Let's go to the next statement of Rava. V'amar Rava. Chatas sheshachta al mishe mechuyav chatas psula. Al mishe mechuyav ola kshera. My time, huh? V'chiper olav. Olav velo al chavero. You can only be mechaper if it's olav, but not on chavero, but it's chavero dumya didei. What is that? Chavero dumya didei mechuyav kapara kamoso. It's only when you are similar to each other that you create this problem. And we saw this earlier on Daf Gimel. So what is this... Mechuyav kapara kamoso. So it sounds like, I mean, I would have thought, at least my first glance, that you're chayav chatas, and the other thing that you are being mechaper for is also a chatas, as opposed to an ola. If you're mechuyav chatas, and then you're trying to be mechaper on something that requires a carbon ola, so that's not the same. That's not Mechuyav Kapar Kamoso. But that is not so clear. When we say, what do you mean when you say that something is Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso for a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we could
be also doing the same thing here within the Chatzot itself. Is the Kohen Chatzot? So possibly that's what Kohen Chatzot does. So let me ask this way. When you say Chiyuv Chatzos Kamoso. That would be, for example, limited to achilas dam or achilas chelev, which generate a chiyuv chatas. Or does a maisa avera that generates a chiyuv an ola also considered a mechuyav kapar kamoso? That's the basic question I want to ask. When you say,
do you say chatas kamoso or kapar kamoso?
What does it mean that you're mechuyav kapara?
It doesn't say kapara. It's chatas.
Shemachuyav chata. One second, I'll get the exact lashon.
Maybe I'm wrong. No, you're right. It says kapar.
One second.
Rashi says
chata. Chaveru dumi didei b'mechuyav kapara kamoso. What does it mean that you're a mechuyav kapara kamoso? That it's an analogy between these two cases. So that's the question that we're dealing with. Good. Okay, so now, where were we? So, we were trying to figure out, the question that we have in the second section of the Gemara is, when the Gemara says, Al Mishim Chuyav Kapara Kamoso, the thing that we want to be thinking about is, what does it mean that you're Mechuyav Kapara? Right? It says that if it's Al Mishim Chuyav Ola, that's not Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso. Well, what about the fact that that guy is Mechuyav and Ola makes it not Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso? What would you say? So the simple answer would be to say, well, since the person's action wasn't at the threshold, wasn't at the level of like the criminality of achilas chelev or achilas dam, so that's not mechuyav kapara kamoso. But that's not what you get the impression from Rashi. And perhaps that's not the predominant view of the Gemara, but it's not so clear. So this is kind of the overarching question that we need to move on. So what does it mean, Al Misha Mechuyav Ola? And depending on how you define that, that will tell you what's called Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso. So Rashi says, on Zion of Days, Dira Maslo Mikufya, it's where the person was Mafrish and Ola. If he was Mafrish and Ola, that's not Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso. He did an Avera that was Chayav and Ola. He was Mafrish and Ola, or Lagirsa of the Shinu Gobetzis there, is that he was no there. He wasn't actually Mafrish the animal, he was just no there. That's called Mechuyav and Ola, and it's Kasher. Why? So Rashi says, well, it's because all of the Maisa Averas of the Olas are now drawn after this Ola, that you were either Noder or Mafrish, and therefore it's covered, it's governed by the Ola Chiyav and the Ola Karban that you're going to bring. That's not related to the Chatas that you're bringing. That's not related to the Chatas that you're bringing. But as a matter of principle, if you were not yet mafreshit, if you were not yet noderit, then is that relevant to the chatas?
No.
Yes. It is relevant to the chatas. And that would be the next statement of Rava in the Gemara. Amar Rava, chata sheshachta mi she'enu mechuyav klum psula, she'en lecha adam Yisrael she'enu mechuyav asei. Sounds like from that Gemara that the simple reading is that if you have a chatas, it can be mechaper, it does relate, it is mechuyav kapara kamoso on an ola, on the maisa aver of the ola. Just according to Rashi, the difference between Rava number 2 statement and Rava number 3 statement is that in the case of Rava number 2 statement, you did the hafrasha or the neder already. And that's why it's all subsumed under the ola and it's not shayach to the chatas. Mashrein kein, if you were not mafreshit yet, then it's relevant to statement number 3. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos on Amud Aleph and Dibar Maskil Chatas Sheshach Tal Mishu Mechuyav Ola Kshira, he says the exact opposite of Rashi. He says that it's Dafka that you were not Mafreshit yet. Now the Zevach Toda points out that you have to know that you were Mechuyav and Ola, but it's Dafka that you were not Mafreshit yet. What does that mean? It means, and this is the Zevach Toda's explanation, since you became aware of the chiyuv to bring an ola, so that awareness, Tosfos says, that awareness is already moving toward the kapar of an ola. Tosfos even makes it sound almost like balabatish. Oh, since I'm going to bring an ola, so then that's going to cover my chatas, almost like, oh, my chatas doesn't have anything to do with that, because that's already going to be covered by the ola that I know about. When is it that the chatas is like Amisha Inu Chayv Klum and it's psula and then it's Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso? That's when the person doesn't know anything about it. You're not aware of it. But it sounds like, at this point in the Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the simple pshat, and we'll have to see for the Rambam, according to this, a chatas, yes, it does have relevance in terms of Mechuyav Kaparat Kamoso to an Avera, let's say an Esrasei, that would have generated the Chiyav Ola. So far, so good. Just as Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, in which direction? Is it based on the Hafrasha in one direction or the other direction? However, if you look at the next Gemara, that Rava number 3, this is where this question may turn the opposite direction, because these two Gemaras are interrelated. The next
Gemara says, "V'amar Rava, chatas sheshachta al misha enu mechuy of klum is psula." If you offer a chatas on somebody who is not mechuy of klum, it's psula. She'en lacha adam b'Yisrael she'en mechuy of asei, because everybody's going to be mechuy of asei. Yeah, but then the next Gemara says, "V'amar Rava, chatas mechaperes al chayve asei." Right off the bat. Wait a minute, wait a second. The language here is a little bit out of order. If the previous Gemara is telling me that a chatas does have some chiyuv kapara kamoso on a mice that was done by Nasei, shouldn't you have mentioned that earlier? Shouldn't you have put that first? Or better yet, the Gemara later on Tesamid Beis asked the Shitu Gubetzes in Osches, the Shitu Gubetzes says, that doesn't make sense. We have a suffix according to Rava, even on Chatas Chelev Sheshach Tamisha, Inim Chuyav, Almisha Machuyav, Chatas Tumas Victor Kazashav, to Shem Elohaive, then maybe that's not Machuyav Kamosa. So, Kol Shekein on somebody who's not Chayav Klum, that doesn't make sense. Says the Karanora in Svara, this doesn't make sense, that a guy who's Chayav Achatas, and he brings it on Misha Einu Mechayev Klum, that's going to be Psula. This is the Kashin Sfasemes. He says even the Losh on the Gemara doesn't make sense. So, the Shidim Gubetzes has a different Girsa. And the Sfasemes says, on our Gemara, he says this Girsa is much better. He says that this second statement is not Chatas Sheshachta Misha Einu Mechayev Klum, it is Ola Sheshachta Misha Einu Mechayev Klum. This is the second girsa in the Tosas that we have in front of us. Tosas says the is the, it's the first girsa, it's the I de Garcina. Is the Garcina Bach Memra Ola. The Lagabe Ola Namiksiv Lachaper Olav, that you require kapara domidide. And this is the Tosas Toch in the Shidim Gubetzes, who says that this case is not talking about Chatas, it's talking about Ola. Now, on the one hand, this girsa is not so smooth in the flow of the Gemara, because we're talking about Chatas, Ola, and then we go back to talking about Chatas. But in terms of the sequence of the Gemara, then the Gemara may make more sense, because it starts talking about Ola Sheshach Lamisha Inim Chuy of Klum, and then it starts talking about Chatas Mechaperas Al Chayve Asei, which we haven't addressed yet, according to the Girsa of the Tosas Toch, because we've only been talking about Ola. So the question at stake potentially, and this is where we're going to start to hone in on the Shitas HaRambam, is depending on your Girsa, maybe this will change how you understand the concept of Mechuyav Kamoso vis-a-vis Achatas. Until this Girsa, until now, Rashi and Tosafot have been assuming with the Girsa of our Gemara that yes, Chatas and a Maisa Avera of an Ola that generates an Ola could be potentially Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso. But maybe now that's different. Maybe now that's not the case. So to develop this, we look to the Shitas HaRambam. Now, there are three comments of the Rambam in this context that are curious and that need attention. The Rambam is in Perek Tesvav, we had on the Marmukomos. Tesvav Dalet, Chatas Sheshachto L'Shem Zeva Acher, Kogon Sheshachto L'Shem Olo L'Shem Asham or L'Shem Shlomim, Psula, Kamosha B'Yarnu. Why? Right, that's Chatas who? That's Shini Kodesh and Chatas. It's Ma'akev B'Dieved. That was the Gemara on Memvav Medbeis. Why? Halacha Vav, then he quotes the earlier din that we said mentioned from Krisus. And then he quotes the din of Shinu Bailam Mechuyv Kapara Kamoso. Shachtal Hashem Adam Acher in Zion Shumachuyv Katas Afilu Chatas Sheinu Kavua Hariz Psula. So that's a question Achronim talk about. It sounds like he's passing Psula even on the suffix later on of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, like Rav Acha who says that Masikul L'Psula Ches. But it's Shachtal Hashem Acher Shumachuyv Ola Hariz Ukshir V'Olos L'Bailam. Says the Rambam that if you shechted a Chatas
Al Misha Mechuyav Ola, it's Kosher V'lo Olu. Shenemar V'chipar Olav, Olav Olav Chaverish Mechuyav Chatas Kamoso. So that first Rambam, that first line is already curious. The Rambam says, if you shech the chatas, l'shem ola, it's kosher v'lo ola. Where did the Rambam get that from in our Gemara? Where does it say that?
When you're saying halacha
dalet? No, halacha ches. What did our Gemara say? Chatas, sheshechta al mi, shemuchuyev chatas psula, al mi shemuchuyev ola, kshera. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches, he asked the question, how did the Rambam know this? How did he know that it's not Ola? So, we saw this morning, I looked it up afterwards in our Chavrusa, the Chazon Ish here wonders if maybe there's a change in the gear. So if you look in the back of the Frankel in the Shinu Nuschos, he does not have any other Nuschos, but he quotes the Chazon Ish, and we looked it up. I looked up in the Likutim here on the Rambam, and I think it's also in his comments on Zvachim, but I looked it up here in the Rambam. He says maybe the Chazon Ish proposes maybe there's a wrong girsa, but we don't have any
girsa in the Rambam.
And the Rambam, instead of saying not Ola, it is Ola. However, that doesn't seem to be the girsa. So the Zevach Toda says, you know where the Rambam got it from? And this is what it sounds like from others. The Rambam got it from the comparison to L'shem Chulin. L'shem Chulin. So just like L'shem Chulin is Kasha V'lo Olu, so too, Chatas L'shem Asham is Kasha V'lo Olu. So the question is why? Chatas L'shem Ola. Or it's, I guess, L'shem Asham also. So the question is why, logically, why are these two linked? So this sends us back to an old Evan Ozel that we mentioned months ago, at the way back of the beginning of our Limud, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, where the Evan Ozel was talking about Stama Lishma, and the Rambam Sheet about Stama Lishma. Yeah?
How is this different from Halacha Dalet, where he says, Chatish Shashab L'Shem Zevach Atrek, Tum Shashab L'Shem Ola, O Hashem Oshalom Psula?
So that is... That's Shinui Kodesh, that's Pasul Lagamri. Here, we're talking about Shinui Bailim, Einu Mechuyev Kapar Kamosa. Dalad Yud. That long Evan Ozel we spoke about. What's that? Yeah, in Maisa Karbonos. So there, we spoke about the Evan Ozel's Chiddush that Stama Lishma doesn't mean that it's as if you said Lishma, or no. Stama Lishma just means that it's Kasha B'Stam, and you don't require Stama Lishma, but there's still a mitzvah, L'chashev Lishma, which is what he said was the Pshat in the Rambam. So his suggestion is based on that analysis, Ein Shem, he says maybe that's the Pshat. That if you shecht a chatas L'shem Ola, it is kosher, because it's not Mechuyev Kapar Kamoso, and therefore it's not a problem of Shini Bailim, but it lacks the Lishma component that you must invest. And for chatas, that makes it not ol l'bailim. And the analogy to that is l'shem chulin, where the Gemara says, "Av shechta l'shem chulin." Why av shechta l'shem chulin? Because that undermines the stama l'shma, or you can't say stama l'shma. You have to invest l'shma, and it's not enough. Or so in the case of the Rambam, in the case of our Rambam for l'shem ola. So generally speaking, a chatas for another purpose is ma'akev b'dieved. So you see that, let's say, this is similar to the chiddush of the Evan Ozel over there also, that I think this was part of what he was describing, that a chatas, if you shechted it stam, was kosher, but not olu. I think that was the added chiddush that he was discussing over there in, that was in Ma'aser Karbonos, v'im shachad v'ovad shar av Ha'avodos stam v'lochish of klaba olu v'shlamim harik shem v'olu l'bailam. So his diuk, similar to the Radvaz there, was, well, maybe in a chatas it's kosher v'lo olu. Why is it kosher v'lo olu? Because in chatas we have a special gezeres hakosef that the added lishma, the lishma that you must invest, is essential to the kapara. Fabulous, right?
or speechless. So let me just summarize this point to make sure that it's clear. The question is, why does the Rambam say that a chatas which you shechted for an ola is not ola? Why is it lo olu? The Gemara says it's kosher. It's not a problem of shinui bialim because the ola is not mechuyav kapara kamoso. So the answer is, perhaps, that the Rambam thinks that since you require to invest an added level of the Shema, in general, that's a mitzvah. When it comes to chatas, that's le'ikuva. And for that reason, the Evan also says, if you shech this chatas stumble l'shma, it's kosher, but it's lo olu. That was the chiddush based on the Radvaz. If it's true for l'shem chulin, that's why it's kosher v'lo olu. And that's also why a chatas l'shem olu would be kosher v'lo olu. Hi.
Was it Gemara?
Which Gemara?
Gemara tells us that
it's kosher. It's kosher, but it's kosher v'lo olu. Yeah, so that's exactly what Ella was just alluding to, is that depending, you have to be consistent within this Rishon going all the way through. Okay, that's Rambam number one. Only a few minutes left, so we'll now Rambam number two. Perek Tesvav, next halacha tes. Shachta l'shem meis k'sher v'ol sabaylam l'shem kapar l'meisim. That may be similar to what we just talked about. Shachal shem isha einu mechuyav karbon klal lo chatas v'lo ola v'lo shar karbonos harei zu psula shema mechuyav hu ve'eino yodea. It's puzzle, but the Rambam's answer is very interesting. Shema mechuyav hu doesn't say you certainly were. Our Gemara said, "Chatas shachta mishenu mechuyav klum psula she'ein lecha adam Yisrael she'ein mechuyav asei." Fast forward to the third Rambam. The third Rambam is Tesvav Yudalid. Ola shachta mishenu mechuyav karmen klal lo olas labaylam. Whose gear says this? The Tosfos Toch in the Shita Megubetz says the gear says the Easter Garsi in Tosfos. Va'af al pishe zeh sheshachta l'shmo chayev kapar l'shamayim she'ein l'cha adam Yisrael shelo avar me'olam al mitzvah saseh. Says the Kesef Mishnah, nilmad mima shekasavti besamach in halacha tes she'am rov agabi chatas el she'ish l'gam game she'sham nasan tam shema mechuyo ve'inu yodea ve'kan nasan tam she'yevshar shelo yeh. There the Rambam said, maybe you're chayev kapara, maybe you're not. Over here, he said, you're vadeh chayev kapara. So what's the pshat? So two things. Number one, this is what many achronim point out, including the Evan Ezel. It seems clear that the Rambam had at least girsas tosas toch, probably both girsos. Because the Rambam quotes both dinim. The Rambam quotes Chatas al Misha Einu Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso and Ola al Misha Einu Mechuyav Kapara Kamoso. Comes to Evan Ezel in Psula Mugdash in the Tesvav Yudalid, it says a tremendous vort to explain these two Rambams, which relates to what we said a few minutes ago in terms of the nature of how Chatas is considered Mechaper on Dover Kamoso, what's called Kamoso. Says the Evan Ezel, when is the Rambam considering a chatas being mechaper on something? The chatas is only mechuyav on something which is a chiyav chatas. A chatas is not mechaper on a random asay. So therefore, in halacha tests, where the Rambam says, shachta l'shem isha inu mechuyav karbon klal, lo chatas v'lo ola v'lo shar karbonos, the Rambam has to say the other guy's not mechuyav any karbon at all. And therefore, what must you be thinking he's chayav? A chatas. Therefore, it's a problem. And therefore, it's only Shema. The only problem for the Rambam, for a person to be mechayav a chatas al misha mechuyav, where it's psula, where it's on misha mechuyav nothing, it's because maybe the guy is chayav achatas, and that's what you're thinking. But if you shecht achatas because somebody else is mechuyav an ola or an asham, it's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Because those maisa averas are not considered mechuyav kapara kamoso for a chatas. So the fact that somebody may be chayav an ola, he may be chayav an asham, that's not going to ruin my chatas. Quoting from the Evan Ozel, chatas sheshacht al mishu mechuyav ola, haynu sheyodea b'chavir shu chayav ola v'shachra chatas al zeh, v'kevan sheshacht al l'shem chiyav ola, lo yech paslan, tafilu mechuyav chatas v'enu yodea, kosher, kevan shelo shacht al l'shem chatas. But if you don't know that that guy is mechuyav an ola or any other karbon, so then what are you thinking you're being mechashev it for? Chatas. And that is the mechuyav kapara kamoso. So according to this, it's very different than what we said from Rashi and Tosfos in the previous Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos both thought that if I bring a chatas and somebody else is mechuyav an ola, if it's pre-hafrasha or post-hafrasha, in some way that maisa of havas, you know, hachatas is misyaches to the chiyuv that that person has to bring their ola. Now, right, Rashi said it's going to be a problem only if he wasn't mafreshit, because the maisa, it's misyaches to that. Tosa said the opposite. Tosa said it's not going to be a problem if it was already before he was mafreshit. But the point is a matter of principle, is that my chatas really does relate to what that guy did as an ola. It's mechayv an ola, right? There is some connection there. According to Rashi and Tosfos. But according to the Evan Ezra for the Rambam, no, it doesn't. The fact that somebody else was mechayv an ola does not figure in. Because mechuyav kapara kamoso of a chatas is limited to averos of a chatas. And that leaves me with the following mamar of shach. If I bring a carbon for you, and I know that you're mechuyav an ola, so I'm thinking that my chatas fits for your ola, that's not mechuyav kapara kamoso, so my chatas is good. The alternative is me thinking that you're not mechuyav anything, and therefore I'm thinking that you have to bring a chatas. And then, do you have to bring a chatas or not? I don't know. So the Rambam says, it's no good. Shema, maybe you do have to bring not an ola. Maybe you have to bring a chatas. So this comes out, a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and his girsa versus Rashi and Tosfos on the other hand, as to whether or not an avera that generates a chi of ola is relevant for a chi of kamoso, as opposed to, says the Evan Ozel, and halacha yudal, where the Rambam is talking about ola. The gzeris hakasav of ola shakta misha inim chi of kapara kamoso, that relates to other olas. So therefore, amazing, everybody knows, says the Gemara, that everybody's going to be chayv and ola. Memela, the Rambam says, of course, shach tami she'enu mechuyav karban klal, lo also, why? Because you're bringing an ola, and that guy's for sure chayv and ola. And everybody knows that. And that's 100% across the board. And therefore, dafka and ola, he says that it's vadai, and that's why dafka and ola, he says that it's lo also l'baam shari shachta shalol l'shem ba'aleha. Ein l'chadam shalo'ovar me'olam al mitzvah saseh. So to summarize, in our last minute, the first statement of Rava we quoted, and we had to deal with the stira between our Gemara of Rava and the Mishnah in Krisus. So we mentioned the two Deus and Tosfos, the suggestion of the Karen Ora, the initial Havamina, the Zevach Toda, which may help us for the Berachas HaZevach, and then the Teretz of the Zevach Toda himself. Then we had the second point of Rava, with the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, about that Girsa of Chatas Al Mishe Mechuy of Ola, but then we saw within Rashi and Tosfos, but then we saw the other Girsa, the Girsa of the Tosfos Toch, which says it's only talking about Ola, which then opens the door for the Shitas HaRambam, where the Rambam seems to have, he has both girsos, but a fundamentally different understanding. Whereas according to Rashi and Tosfos, we're working with the girsa that we have in terms of achatas relating to a maisa aver that generates an ola. According to the Rambam, says that Evan Ozel, that's not true. The Rambam thinks that chatas only relates to chatas, and therefore it's only going to be a problem if you are shochet for a guy who's not mechuyav klum, and therefore you're thinking he's going to be mechuyav chatas, and maybe in fact he's mechuyav chatas. But I can't say with certainty. Masha enkein, the gears on the side of the ola, where it's ola l'shem ola, then you are definitely going to be chayav and ola, because the Gemara says that everybody is going to be chayav and ola at some point.